talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August. Well, today we've got a very special show for you. Today's show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Distinguished Builder, Architect, Interior Designer, speaker series that we have once a month, and today we're going to be talking to our featured speaker for September, Steve Herlong with Herlong Architects, also Todd O'Neill with Royal Building Products, Lauren Messina with Lauren M. Creative, she's an interior designer, and also Peter Oakes with Axon Homes. And then we've got a bonus interview with Billy Meavers with Meavers Kitchens and Baths. Hope you have a great day. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the Southerly Restaurant for the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Distinguished Builder, Architect, Interior Designer Speaker Series. And we're very proud to have today's speaker, Steve Herlong, with Herlong & Associates. He's one of the top architects in the Charleston area. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great. How are
you? Doing good. Steve, thanks so much for agreeing to be here. And we've got a large crowd that you're going to be speaking to in a few moments. Tell everybody about Herlong & Associates.
Well, we've been in business, I would guess, 20-something years in the Lowcountry. And we started the business over on the Isle of Palms, and our current office is located on Sullivan's Island next to Poe's. And so anybody's more than welcome to come out and visit and say hello. And we started with the idea of doing high-quality architecture, good design work, and that grew into providing more interiors services. We saw that people were having a harder and harder time making decisions about not the exterior but the interior of their home, and so we've grown into providing interior design services and interior architecture services as well.
Gotcha. Is there a particular style that you would say Herlong & Associates has as far as how homes that are designed by Herlong & Associates, how they look?
Well, in the presentation I'm going to be giving today, you're going to see a very varied group of design styles. We've just recently finished a home that we patterned after the Big Chill house that was down in Beaufort. And so it's patterned after a very historic home, but it's a modern home. The interiors and the interior flow is very contemporary, but the style of the home is more traditional with full wraparound porches on all sides. So it's, but more often than not, people are drawn to, and I don't know what to call it other than just a coastal style of architecture. Mm-hmm. Kind of a fresh, a lot of windows, bringing in a lot of light, but it's hard to really pinpoint stylistically what that is. It can represent a lot of different styles.
Gotcha. What are some of the aspects of a Herlong an associate's designed home that that are present in every single home that you folks design?
I really think the way we focus on the living space in the kitchen, I think of the kitchen first. Where is that going to be located? Because everybody, when they're entertaining, when they have family, they entertain in the kitchen. That's the congregation space. And so the way that's organized is key to creating a well-functioning house. And then just the way we address bringing in the light and the views in and out of a house.
And what about choosing building materials for a Herlong design home? Many of your homes are on the water, and that presents certain challenges as far as maintenance and so forth.
You know, over the years, I'll, and we're working on an oceanfront home right now, and what I will tell a client is let's imagine that you're really building a boat or a fine yacht right on the water. You have to think of it that way, or you're going to have some significant maintenance issues over time. Even though on the oceanfront, you're going to always have maintenance, but if you don't use the higher quality materials that react well to a high salt environment, you're going to have some significant problems. Mm-hmm. And we've learned that over the years, and we try to advise people how to go through that process.
Mm-hmm. The homes that Herlong and Associates designs as an architectural firm, they're some of the most beautiful high-end homes that are built today. If someone is not building a house on the ocean, if they're building a more modest house, why do they need to hire an architect?
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you that they do not need to hire an architect.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you in today's presentation, about 5 years ago, we started another company called Flatfish Island Designs, and we sell pre-designed home plans. As an architect, I designed them, but they're home plans that you can ask your builder to purchase. You can purchase them and have your builder determine the specifications for how it's going to be built, and you just handle that. Or you could ask us to provide that for you as well. But it is a fraction of the cost of going through a full custom design process. Mm-hmm. And it's very popular right now. It's really growing. It may not be the most appropriate for a front beach type of a property or waterfront, but for any other application, people are seeing that benefit by just going to our website and viewing the plans that are available.
And I've always heard that that an architect can really help with the where the house is positioned on a lot. And sometimes I've heard homeowners complain that they have purchased house plans online, and then it turns out it's not really appropriate for the topography of the lot itself. Can these house plans from Flatfish Island Design, your sister company, can they be modified in any way to be customized to the specific lot?
And that is the first big question. Let's look at the site, the lot, and the setbacks required, and how you're going to access or park a car in or under your house. And so we need to customize that process. And it may take looking at an alternate plan to fit a particular lot. So I would think people should, as they're looking and finalizing one or two or three different properties, they should look at a plan and first, and then contact us and say, I'm looking at this property. If they can get a plat and they can send it to us, we can determine whether the house is going to fit before they actually make the full purchase. They might just buy a study set, make that determination, and then once they know it's going to work, then make the purchase. I'd advise that in any case. Or even if it's a custom project, we'll come out and help people look at a property, evaluate the property, look at any trees that could be in the way, any other easements that might be affecting the property. It's always good advice to kind of look at what the potential is before you sign on the dotted line.
Gotcha. What do you love about being an architect yourself?
I get a chance to work with different people. Every year, the projects that we do are different. The products that are out there and available are different. Design styles and the culture of the way we live changes. So it's a very interesting job.
Mm-hmm.
A really fun job.
Right.
Enjoy it.
Steve, you're a sailor. How has that part of your life, how has that influenced your work as an architect?
Well, actually, the ability to analyze a property and determine what the breezes that are blowing, how they're going to affect living on the property, the angle of the sun, you know, the winter sun has a totally different feel and will light a house so different than the summer sun. It shows the need for porches, and the porches need to be facing, especially in south and west directions. So you learn a lot about how the natural environment affects the way you live, especially when you spend a lot of time on the water.
Right, sure. Well, tell everyone how they can get more information about Herlong & Associates and also Flatfish Island Design.
The easiest thing to do is go to herlongarchitects.com. Or give us a call, but herlongarchitects.com is the easiest way to see some examples of work we've done. Or if you're looking for a flatfish plan, a pre-designed home plan, just go to flatfishislanddesigns.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Steve Herlong with Herlong & Associates and also Flatfish Island Designs. Thanks so much, Steve. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Todd O'Neill with Royal Building Products. How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good. Todd, take a moment and tell everybody about Royal Building Products.
So Royal Building Products is one of the largest manufacturers, actually, of vinyl siding. But what we're doing now is cellular PVC. So most commonly you'd see that in interior and exterior trim and moldings. And then we've got a couple new products coming out.
Gotcha. So vinyl siding is a product that you see on a lot of houses these days. What's the difference between vinyl siding and siding that's made out of PVC product?
Well, for the most part, it's the amount of substrate. So when you think of vinyl siding, it's going to be very thin and flimsy and light, which can be a good thing and a bad thing. The current siding market has gone to heavier, more solid materials. Where cellular PVC comes in, it gives you a more solid material, but it keeps things very light.
Gotcha. And people are probably familiar with that term PVC. Plumbers use it in the pipes that they use in a house, right? PVC
absolutely.
Pipes.
Absolutely.
And so if plumbers are using a material like PVC for the plumbing pipes in somebody's house, they're installing that PVC with the knowledge that it's going to be around for a long, long time.
Right, and that's some of the best features of cellular PVC are the fact that it won't retain moisture, it won't get moldy, it won't rot, it won't crack, it won't split, which in comparison to a lot of the things on the market, those things do happen, especially in an environment like this where you have the salt air, a tremendous amount of moisture, and huge variances in climate as far as summertime to wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
This can create a lot of problems.
Right. How does the type of cellular siding that we're talking about is the brand is Select, right?
Right, correct.
C-E-L-E-C-T, Select. And how does the Select PVC siding compare to, say, fiber cement siding?
Sure. So Select being sort of the next generation, we've seen several manufacturers come out with a product that's similar. What it allows you to do is put the material much closer to grade, much closer to roofing. You can actually float the side of the house as opposed to hard nailing the material directly to the wall. Because as you know, if you've been on a job site, there's really no house that's perfectly square and straight. So this allows you to straighten that back out.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to eliminate all adhesives, all caulks, all finish painting. Several of the fiber cement or cementuous materials that are out there will require end paint where you have sort of a butt joint in the material. You'll also have to caulk that joint. And some manufacturers even require additional flashing on the exterior wall behind that joint. And then, of course, you'd have to paint the material. Select is a material that's pre-finished. It has a patented interlocking system, which allows you to have a virtually seamless wall.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. What are some of the builders who are using the Select cellular PVC siding? What are they saying about it?
Well, it's lighter. It's easier to manage. The crews can be smaller per job site.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to use a diamond-tipped blade. You don't need to wear an air mask to cut it. So it's much less detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
Just simpler to use, basically.
Gotcha. And, you know, a lot of people don't think about this with Charleston. They just think we live in paradise, which we do. But in the summertime, you've got a lot of humidity. You've got heat. You've got salt air. How does that affect traditional siding, and how does the Select cellular PVC from Royal Building Products, how is your product different from that?
Well, yeah, when you have a tremendous amount of moisture and the going from hot to cold from the evening to the day, everything expands and contracts, and they all expand and contract at different rates, whether that's the material that's on the wall itself, the nail that's holding the wall. So what cellular PVC allows us to do is put that on the wall with an understanding of how it's going to move back and forth.
Uh-huh.
As I said before, most materials are hard nailed directly to the wall. So all those things are going to be fighting with each other during those changes in the expansion contraction. Whereas Select, we allow it to move from side to side.
I see. I gotcha. What kinds of, are there specific colors that you choose, or can it be painted, or?
Yeah, Select comes pre-finished. There's 18 available colors. It could be painted if you chose to, but we do have a 25-year warranty on the finish and a lifetime warranty on the product itself.
Gotcha. So if you choose one of the 18 colors, then you don't have to paint at all. Is that correct?
You don't have to paint the exterior house.
Wow. And I know there's a lot of homeowners that can relate to this when it comes to making choices during the construction of a new house or the remodel of their existing house. The selections process can be very overwhelming, and just, you know, the thousands of decisions that you have to make, and you know, to narrow it down to 17 colors, while one might say, well, there's only 17 colors, but gosh, if you can find one of those 17 colors that you like, then it's one less thing you have to really worry about trying to make a decision, you know, between this type of this color paint and this you know, this particular paint chip and another.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the average home needs to be fixed or maintained and repainted in about 7 years down here. And especially when you think about the cost involved, when you're making that initial decision, choosing one color can save you a tremendous amount of money over the lifetime that you spend in that
mm-hmm.
house.
When will the house, will the siding fade over time with in the direct sunlight, or will it need to be painted at some point?
It should not need to be painted within that 25 years. Where
wow.
we come up with a scale is it's called a delta E unit. And it's basically the amount that the naked eye can see in fade. And that shouldn't occur for 25 years.
Hmm. Are there certain of the 17 colors that select cellular siding by Royal Building Products offers, of those 17 colors, are there certain colors that will hold up to the sun better than others?
Well, the paint is actually a Kynar paint, which is undoubtedly the best type of paint you can get on the market today. Mm-hmm. It's used on, you know, commercial aluminum products, roofing products, virtually everything in the construction business. The lighter colors are going to expand and contract less because they're absorbing less of that color, and the darker colors are going to expand and contract a little bit more. But based on the finish and the testing that we've had in several different markets throughout the country, especially Florida, we haven't seen any fade.
Mm, that's great. How does the cost compare to the select cellular siding, PVC siding by Royal Building Products versus, say, fiber cement siding?
The costs are in line. When you get into a pre-finished siding product, which there's several out there in the cementuous side, they're very close. Where we see a benefit with Select is the labor cost. Labor cost in addition to materials for cost, because you don't need to use all those caulks and adhesives and extra flashings, additional paints, etc.
Right, and I'm trying to think back to what we paid to have the exterior of our house painted when we built our house. I think it was in the $12,000 range or something like that. So now, since it doesn't have to be painted, you've just freed up, you know, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 from your budget that you can now buy maybe a little nicer appliances or some nicer
Absolutely.
Lighting or what have you.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can think long term like that, in a small percentage of the savings that you'll have over, you know, a 10 or 20 year period, can translate into a lot for your mm-hmm. for your choices.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Select Cellular exterior siding by Royal Building Products?
The quickest and easiest way would be to go to royalbuildingproducts.com. There'll be several different areas where you can find more information there. You could contact me directly at 1-866-998-8485.
Okay. And the Select Cellular PVC siding, is it available at all the local lumber yards?
So it's new to this market. But what we've done is we've partnered with one of the largest distributors in the area. So they're making it available to virtually every lumberyard.
Okay.
It is a first nail, first board, or what we like to call first nail, first board material. So if you do have a job that you're interested in using it on, we would want to speak with the builder and do sort of an installation training prior to any boards actually going on the wall.
All right. Very good. Well, we have been talking with Todd O'Neill with Royal Building Products. Thanks so much, Todd.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Lauren Messina with Lauren M. Creative. How you doing, Lauren?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Lauren, tell everybody about Lauren M. Creative.
Well, Lauren M. Creative is owned by Lauren Messina, myself. And I have been doing residential projects for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
I have been in the Charleston area for 2.5 years and love it. And I do everything from new build projects, helping you with all the interior and exterior specifications, building from the ground up, to renovations, space planning, paint selections, and decor.
Gotcha.
So a little bit of everything.
So you are an interior designer.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people out there who really are not clear about what an interior designer does, how they can help a homeowner. They just think that an interior designer is there to help arrange the furniture.
Yes, which is a very small part of it, but a very important one as well. As an interior designer, I do everything from space planning and helping with furniture and making things look good, but most importantly, making sure that the decisions that are made when it comes to buying furniture or space planning, putting furniture in your house, wall colors, even you know, looking at floor plans and the way they flow when you're building or renovating a house, making sure those decisions that are made are going to fit for the family. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my clients, I'm at the end of the project almost like a family member. I know a lot about how things work and how they live. So I really like to focus on making the spaces livable for mm-hmm. people, and most importantly, functional, and making sure that the money that is spent well and there are no mistakes, because there can be some costly mistakes when you're doing any project in your home.
So your role as an interior designer, you're an advocate for the homeowner.
Yes, correct.
And you get special pricing around town at the different showrooms for lighting and tile and so forth.
Yes.
So you even help homeowners save some money there too.
I do. And also, even ordering online, I can get furniture and everything really, from furniture to fabric, that maybe the design or the homeowner can't buy, and it's only to the trade. So that's exciting for the homeowner too.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And I just want to mention this. Just because you decide that you're going to remodel your house or build a new house, and you've made that leap of faith, and you've said, okay, we're going to spend thousands of dollars on a remodel or hundreds of thousands of dollars on building a new house. Just because you've made that decision does not guarantee the outcome of a project.
That is true.
So it's possible that you could get done after spending hundreds of thousands of dollars and still have regrets and
yes.
wish I did this differently. I wish this window was a little over here. And your builder's going to offer you advice, and you'll get free advice from the different showrooms and so forth. But the interior designer is the one that understands you completely, understands the whole project,
yes.
has a bird's eye view of the whole project, and is there to make sure that that the outcome is exactly what you want.
Yes, that's very important. And what's also important is coming into the project as early as possible, if that's possible. I've had some projects, unfortunately, where I've had to come back after everything is done and fix things that they so wish they would have hired me before. So my goal is to make sure that before they even break ground on your home, or if it's a new build project, that you are 100% happy with the way things are going to flow. And my goal is also so you can sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So it's good to have somebody as a sounding board, you know, even ideas. I have clients that even will text me pictures at night or little questions before they even go to bed. Like, this has been weighing on my mind. What do you think about this? Anything I can do to make the process as stress-free as possible, I try to do.
You know how you had friends early on that would help you move when you'd move from one apartment to another?
Especially if they had a truck.
Yeah. And then you kind of wear out your welcome with those friends. Over time, they're not available. You're not going to ask them, you know, to help you move. It's like having an interior designer help you with a new construction project or remodel is like having a best friend.
Yes.
It's like having a best friend that you can talk to, you can text, you can email. You can run ideas by that best friend. And if you have a best friend that can help you with your house, most people don't, but that's great. But eventually you're going to wear out your welcome with that best friend too.
Exactly.
So, I mean, hiring an interior designer is such a good move. I know that some people think, well, I guess I could cut corners and save the money by not hiring an interior designer, but ultimately you're going to help them save money.
Yes.
And help them avoid costly mistakes. And can you think of any examples in your professional life where you've steered the homeowner away from making a bad decision?
Everything from, you know, a small scale of ordering the wrong sofa or ordering, you know, or painting their house the wrong color, you know, something even small like that, where I've come in and they have almost painted their house a color that made it so dark or didn't go with their furniture because you had this tiny little chip and nobody really can tell from a little paint chip of how it's going to look. But fortunately, I've used a lot of colors that I know work. So even going in and helping them avoid costly mistakes for paint, everything from that to exterior brick colors, you know, moving a wall, you know, a non-load-bearing wall to open up a space, or even lighting issues where the electrician wouldn't have to come in, and just little things like where we put floor outlets and things like that, where after the house is built, you don't have to worry about the electrician coming back and making all those changes. So my goal is to be worth my weight in gold by the end of it. So
yeah, and there's what's your estimate about the number of decisions that a homeowner has to make, from small to big? It's probably in the thousands, don't you think?
Yes, it's incredible. And one thing I like to do for my projects, even my small projects, but especially the new build and the renovations, is I keep up with the specifications binder. So room for room, I have notes of, you know, their paint colors, their appliances used, the, you know, everything from floor tile and electric and all of that. That way they have it in a binder at the end of the project, so if they ever have to reference it, it's there. But I'll tell you, it's a thick binder. There are so many decisions, and when you see it all in one pretty binder, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's I've never heard of anyone doing that, and I think it's a fantastic idea. And what a nice service that for Lauren M. Creative to offer a homeowner. We've got a big file of of manuals and things like that go with the different products that went into our house, and we reference them all the time. So be able to have a folder with all of the specifications for each product. Also, most when you buy products for your new house, Most of the companies are offering about a 1-year warranty.
Yes.
And even after you move in your house, you finally get that CO and you're moved into your house, it's still not over. There's still punch list items. And that first year in your house is such a whirlwind. I would imagine having that binder for some of the little problems that pop up here and there. And you got to do these, you got to get in touch with these people before that 1-year warranty's up.
Oh, definitely. And I have contact information, for even things such if you find that you need additional hardware for a cabinet or something like that, you've got that right there, you know, to reference. It's such a visual binder too. And it kind of puts everything, ties all my services in a pretty little bow at the end. Like, okay, well, this is what we did together. And it just makes sense, and it's something I love to do for each client.
Right. Well, I always use this example when I talk to an interior designer. I can use it because it's about something my aunt and uncle did when they remodeled their kitchen, and they live up north, so they'll never hear this. But my aunt ended up buying an island for their kitchen, and it was an island on wheels, and they bought it. It cost like $2,000, and my uncle had to put it together. And once it was all together, they realized it's way too big for the kitchen.
No.
But you know what? They had already assembled it. They didn't want to disassemble and ship it back, so they lived with it. And so, you know, when we visited them, it was like, oh, I love your kitchen, but you know, I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, this thing looks way too big.
The monstrosity.
It makes the kitchen now seem claustrophobic. And you, as an interior designer, you would have never let the homeowner make that choice. You would have said, I'm sorry, it's too big for your space.
Yes, and even things like that, even if I have a few clients, they'll call me and they just need help with one or two things. I mean, even things like that, I need to call a designer, have her throw something on plan. I can throw that island on the floor plan and show, you know, the traffic and easily show in 10 minutes that it wouldn't have worked. So
right.
I try to help as much as I can, even on little things like that.
Homeowners they're looking at Pinterest and Houzz, and they're picking up shelter magazines, and they like certain looks that they're seeing. How do you kind of pull back the reins when they say, oh, I really want a barn door, you know, in this room, but you know that it's not gonna work. It's ultimately, yes, they're not gonna be happy, but they happen to like that particular look.
Yes, Pinterest and House. I love Pinterest and I love House because it helps. All of a sudden, the client can communicate in a different way to me on what they like. So in that aspect, it's fabulous. And then there's also the boards that where there's things that don't function or that I don't think the homeowner is going to love in the long term. So I try to take the design that the client likes and the parts that they like and help when it comes to applying it functionally. So if they do like a barn door and they say, this is, you know, I really like this and I think it's going to work, then it's my job to help them figure out, okay, how are we going to do this now? So how are we going to make this, who are we going to call in to make it happen? Mm-hmm. So.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Lauren M. Creative?
Well, they can go to my website at www.laurenmcreative.com or give me a call at 843-214-4157. My email address and all my social media handles are on my website as well. So, and I'm pretty good with email, text, conversations, face-to-face. I do it all. So whatever's easy for the client, I'm happy to do.
And we've got the holidays coming up. I'm sure you're busy helping clients prepare their homes for the holidays, right?
Yes, definitely. Even, you know, just freshening up the house coming in there, you know, and reaccessorizing or helping them with decorations or paint colors or just getting furniture in on time. So especially special orders, we're getting to the point where if we want it by Christmas, it's going to have to be ordered soon. So
there you go. Well, don't make a costly mistake. Hire an interior designer like Lauren M. Creative. Thanks so much, Lauren.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Distinguished Builder, Architect, and Interior Designer Speaker Series at the Southerly Restaurant in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Peter Oakes with Axon Homes. How you doing, Peter?
Good. Thank you for having me here.
Sure. Peter, take a moment and tell everybody about Axon Homes.
So we're fairly new to the market, but gaining quite a bit of momentum here in Charleston. Started probably about a year ago strong, and now we're moving into separate markets. We're working in North Charleston up at Mixon. I've got two houses going up there. I got a large house on Daniel Island that I'm starting. It's being ready to be framed up this next week. I've got a couple houses in Rivertown, in Mount Pleasant, and looking at many other projects that are in the pipelines.
So gotcha.
It's starting to really come along.
Good for you. Peter, how long have you been a builder?
Well, I've been a builder since I was, I guess, 12 years old, working uh-huh. for my family. I was bidding projects and calling on subcontractors at 12 years old, working for my mother. So, mm-hmm. Worked with a family, come from a family of builders, engineers, and developers back in Ohio.
Gotcha. And talk about your experience as a builder in the Bahamas, is that right?
Correct. I worked in the Bahamas for 2 years. We did two very large homes at a price point that's astronomical. Some of the funnest projects that I've been a part of. And the attention to details was top-notch. Mm-hmm. It was very, very detailed-oriented projects, and it was just a great way to portray how I can do my business.
How did that experience help you and influence you as a builder when you came to the Charleston area?
It actually comes into play quite a bit, being near the ocean, dealing with the salt water, dealing with the sand, stuff like that. But the most similar is, I call it, people are working on island time. Mm. And that would be...
down in the Caribbean or here in Charleston?
A little bit of both.
Uh-huh.
So people are a little bit slower on getting things done, and that doesn't really fit too well with the way I like to get projects going and make sure everything stays on my time schedule. I've got deadlines that I have to meet for my clients, and I have to answer to them. So sometimes I get a little bit frustrated with the people that maybe are a little bit slower here and on the island time per se, but they don't stay working with me for too mm-hmm. long.
Right. Well, it must be a challenge as a builder finding the subs here in Charleston when things are booming here in the Charleston area right now, and they're being the subs are being kind of pulled in a lot of different directions. How do you keep them on track?
So I've actually gained a very, very good team in the last year. I've got a lot of trades being done in-house, such as trim, carpentry, flooring, some of the painting details, and that's all done in-house. But dealing with the subs being pulled in different directions is a daily problem. But we're getting to the point where we're getting on a better schedule and making a point to be there when they need to be.
Right, right. Peter, talk about some of the projects that you've got going on now. You mentioned a flagship home that's going up on Daniel Island, and that's a spec house. So you'll be putting that up for sale. Is that right?
Correct. It is.
It's, why do you call it a flagship home?
So I've got a budget that I'm working with that I can kind of put in the very nice interior finishes that I've been accustomed to growing up and working in these different markets. So the house is right around 6,000 square feet with a mother-in-law suite over the garage. And I should be done with the project, hopefully in about 7-8 months. But some of the details that are going into this house are gonna be different than anyone else has done here in this market. I've been in so many different markets working with my family, and they build quite a few different places that I can incorporate things that people aren't used to here. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be a pretty neat little project.
Nice. I'm sure you get this question a lot. What's the cost per square foot? What's it going to cost me to build a house? And it can vary so much, but do you get that question a lot?
I do, every day. And it's a tough question for me to answer because it all depends on the interior finishes. What do they want in the exterior of the house? What kind of roofing do they want? And I guess it comes down to, like, it's so hard for me to just throw out a number. But say, like, my typical Mount Pleasant home, if that lot cost isn't involved, it runs about $150 to $200 a square foot just to build the structure
mm-hmm.
and get it to certificate of occupancy.
But you add an elevator to that or a swimming pool, and yeah. it throws that cost per square foot, skews it right off.
Absolutely. There goes $100,000 right out the window.
Right, right. So, exactly.
Yeah, it's but such as like Daniel Island, I'm building for around $225 to $230 a square foot.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So it's I can get my costs down there and still meet people's budgets and provide a quality of home that hopefully will exceed their expectations, mm-hmm. and I expect it to be perfect.
What sets Axon Homes apart from other builders in the Charleston area?
So, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything like that, but obviously I've worked in so many different places and grew up with a family of custom home builders. And my attention to detail, I don't let anything slide by that doesn't get fixed properly. Obviously, with any house, you have problems, and I prefer to be judged on how I fix them, and I get them fixed every single time. Mm-hmm. So,
can you give an example of maybe some sort of a challenge that you've experienced and how you overcame that challenge?
Yeah, so say we had a bad drywaller in a house, and it looks pretty bad when we're doing our walkthrough, but I'll go back and send my guys in and do a very nice drywall job, finish it up, get it painted, match it correctly. If I have to paint the whole room to match it, I paint the whole room. Mm-hmm. So I make it absolutely 100% before I deliver a product to a mm-hmm. customer.
Good deal. Once a homeowner has chosen Axon Homes to build their house, how long should the process take?
It really depends on where you're at in the Charleston area. Say you're in Mount Pleasant, I can deliver a product. If we get a contract signed, start working on plans, I can deliver a product in 8 or 9 months. But say if you're on Daniel Island and there's a lot more architectural review boards, things of that nature, about a year. Mm-hmm. So, you're looking anywhere from 7-8 months to a year.
What do you love about being a home builder?
I have fun with it. I don't really know. I enjoy doing it, and I enjoy doing my work and showing my product. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of what I do. Mm-hmm.
Do you get rattled with the project?
No. So my past experience, I managed about 50 houses a year, and it doesn't really get me too rattled. I just got to fix it. You got to fix it. I get it done.
The homeowners, how do you handle the homeowners being stressed out? That doesn't rattle you?
That's when I have to play it cool.
Uh-huh.
Because I've got to get things done, but also make it so they're not getting worked up about things and causing any problems that could be detrimental to the project.
That's where your marriage counseling experience comes
Absolutely.
In, right?
Absolutely. 100%.
Well, tell folks how they can get more information about Axon Homes.
Yeah, you can get online. We're at www.axonhomes.com. You can call the office. It's 843-410-2569. Or just shoot an email to info@axonhomes.com, and I'd be happy to meet with you, discuss any projects, work through any problems you have with your home, and happy to help.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Peter Oakes with Axon Homes. Thanks so much, Peter.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Billy Meavers with Meavers Kitchens and Baths. How you doing, Billy?
Good, Tim.
Good. Billy, take a moment and tell everybody about Meavers Kitchens and Baths.
Well, Meavers Kitchens and Baths is a cabinet dealer. We design and sell cabinetry and countertops for kitchen and bath projects. We do complete remodeling projects for kitchen and bath, and we also do cabinetry and countertops for new construction projects for the whole house.
Gotcha. Okay. So Meavers Kitchens and Baths, you folks, your specialty is cabinetry, and if a homeowner is doing a complete kitchen remodel with countertops and so forth, can Meavers help with that as well?
Oh, yes. As I said, we do complete remodeling, so we can do it all from start to finish, everything from floor to ceiling. So we actually can do the flooring, the painting, the cabinets, the countertops, electrical, plumbing, the whole nine yards.
Gotcha. Is that because Meavers has a remodeling side of the business?
Yeah, we do have a remodeling unit that handles that part of it. And then the design part of the company does the design and the sales of the cabinetry and countertops.
Mm. That must be incredibly convenient for your customers to know that they're not having to go to deal with a whole bunch of people, different subs and subcontractors and so forth, that they can, it's all kind of turnkey under one roof.
Yeah, it is convenient for the client. They don't have to deal with too many people. They basically come to us, tell us what they want, and then, we get our subs over there to take a look at the job and give us quotes on the various parts of the project, and then, we put a quote together for the entire job from there.
sometimes homeowners know exactly what they want. Not other times they just know they want a new kitchen or a new bath. How does Mevers handle that kind of scenario?
Well, we always make suggestions on what to do and how to lay out the kitchen. I actually was at a client the other day, first visit to the job, the kitchen remodel, and we sat there and I explained to them how different things, some of the things they wanted to do wouldn't fit well in the footprint of the existing kitchen. So, we talked about how to arrange the kitchen in a way that it worked well, that it functioned properly, that you had good flow through the kitchen, and that it gave both the husband and the wife what they wanted.
Hmm, nice. And so you folks aren't afraid to maybe take down a wall, for example, or put in a header if it's a load-bearing wall, that kind of thing?
Correct, yes. We do that a good bit, open up rooms to give them a more of an open floor plan. So, yes, to answer your question, we can do all of that, the structural part, as well as the cosmetic part of the job.
What's the process like? You mentioned what you were doing to help a homeowner a moment ago. Homeowner wants a new kitchen, a new bathroom, and they contact Mevers Kitchens and Baths, and what happens from there?
Well, we go to the job site, to the house, primarily to measure the kitchen, talk to them about what their ideas are, and then make our suggestions of how we think the kitchen should be designed and should be laid out. And after discussing that and getting the measurements that we need, we typically come back and go back and put a design together first, and then we get the client to come in and look at the drawings, look at the layout, make sure it's the way they want it done, and then at that point we get into the remodeling part of it, because the design always drives the amount of work that's involved in the remodeling part of it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you convey the drawings to a homeowner, or is that done electronically? Is it 3D? Is it on paper?
Yeah, we use a CAD-based program to design the kitchens. We can show both a static version, meaning a floor plan or a dimension elevation, or we can show a three-dimensional rendering of how the kitchen's going to look.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's important, because homeowners typically have a hard time visualizing, right?
A lot of people, have a hard time visualizing, yes. So it helps to have those 3D renderings, so it gives you a true perspective of what the kitchen will look like.
Mm-hmm. What do you recall your customers at Mevers Kitchens and Baths, their reaction when you're all finished up with their brand new kitchen or bathroom?
Well, we have a very good success rate, and all of our clients are very pleased with the work that we do. We have a good reputation. We actually have all of our clients write reviews about us that are on our webpage. Mm. And also, we invite them to do Google reviews, too, which show up on Google. And if you Google us, Mevers Kitchens and Baths, when we come up, there'll be a little thing you can click on that says reviews, and you can go there and read the reviews about it. And as you see, they're always good reviews.
Mm.
So it is quite satisfying to do a job for a client and have the satisfaction that they have when the job's done.
Right. Does Mevers Kitchens and Baths do more new construction or more remodeling projects?
More remodeling, actually. We do some new construction, but we're primarily into remodeling.
What are you taking out? The old Formica countertops, turquoise blue countertops?
A lot of laminate tops and older cabinets, of course. And in some cases, we're taking out granite and solid surface like Corian. We've done a lot of jobs that the cabinets are maybe only 5 years old, but the client doesn't like the layout or the cabinet or the countertop or something about the kitchen they don't like, and mm-hmm. they want to redo it. So sometimes we're taking out relatively new materials.
Hmm. What brands of cabinetry does Mevers Kitchens and Baths carry?
Well, we have several lines. Our three primary lines are Shiloh cabinetry, Dura Supreme, and Mauser. And within Mauser, there's a series called Sentra. And one of the advantages, the one thing that's been really good for us the past couple of years is two of our lines, Sentra and Shiloh, are doing inset doors at a standard price. And that's kind of unheard of in the industry. And for anyone who doesn't know about inset doors, inset is a high-end look. And if you look in these kitchen magazines, most of your big fancy kitchens are going to be in inset doors. Mm. So that's really given us an advantage, and it's created a very good value for the client.
So most cabinet doors are kind of covering.
They're overlay.
They're overlay.
Right.
And inset requires a bit more precision for the cabinetry, right?
Yeah, a little bit. The inset door is inset to the face frame, so the door is flush with the face frame. And I started to mention a minute ago, most cabinet companies upcharge 20 to 25% for inset doors.
Mm-hmm.
These two lines have been doing it as a promo for the last couple of years, and they keep, you know, extending the promo because it's helping them to sell cabinets.
Mm, interesting.
So as I said, it's a very good value for the client.
And what material are cabinets from Meaver's Kitchens and Baths made of?
Well, different wood species. Primarily, if it's a painted finish, it's going to be maple.
Uh-huh.
If it's a stain, a lot of times we're doing a cherry. But you know, all of our cabinets are solid hardwood face frames and doors. There are also other species such as hickory. Of course, there's oak. Some people do quarter sawn oak. Two of our lines actually have a species called Liptis, which is a eucalyptus tree. And Liptis is a green species, and it looks just like mahogany.
Hmm.
The grain texture and the coloring of it looks almost exactly like mahogany, so it's a really nice species to use on a stain finish in certain applications.
Nice. Are you seeing more homeowners choosing stained cabinetry or painted cabinetry?
Painted, definitely, particularly on the coast. We talked to our manufacturers, and they're telling us that the coast is where all the painted finishes are going. And, and inland, you know, particularly in the mountains and Midwest, you see more stains and more rustic looks there.
Gotcha. And what color paint here in the coast?
Well, of course, you know, white's real popular these days.
White.
Yeah, everybody wants a white shaker kitchen.
But what is the shaker style? What does that look like?
Oh, the shaker style is a very square. It's a square frame with a recessed panel, and it creates that cottagey look. You know, everybody's kind of wanting the cottage look. But basically, most people are doing flat panel doors these days in a paint or a paint with a glaze. The trend now is to more cleaner lines, less embellishment. You know, and solid paint colors, either in a white or an off-white. And then a lot of times we're doing a different color or a stain on the island, let's say, and kind of mixing it up there.
Oh, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Meaver's Kitchens and Baths?
Well, first of all, you can find us on the internet by Googling us, Meaver's Kitchens and Baths. And our website is www.meaverskitchens.com, and we're located at 630 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. We're right in front of the Americana Car Wash, which everybody knows where the car wash is in Mount Pleasant. And our number is 843-388-9633.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Billy Meavers with Meavers Kitchens and Baths. Thanks so much, Billy.
Thank you, Tim. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you, the things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.